Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, the gospel reading for this morning contains or mentions two events and one parable with a similar pertinent meaning and message. The two tragic incidents are mentioned, otherwise little known, with no detailed information. There is the disastrous reference to Galileans, whom Pilate murdered in the middle of their sacrifices in the temple. The Galileans may have broken an important Roman regulation which led their bloody punishment. Next story is the 18 persons on whom the tower of Siloam fell and perished due to their sins, so we understand. The question was, all these perished under the disasters, are they worse sinners or more guilty than others? Jesus' answer was, no. Then added Jesus a serious note. Unless you repent, you too perish. Suffering and sin are closely connected, naturally and individually. However, it is sometimes dangerous to attribute human suffering to an individual person, but always safer to say that the nation which rebels against God is on the way to disaster, like the destruction of Jerusalem then and even today. So what Jesus meant was that if the Jewish nation or any other nation kept on seeking earthly things and rejecting the kingdom of God, they could come only to destruction. National sin and suffering are then so closely related to the individual life and misery. Individuals are inseparably affected by the natural disaster. We learned this in history. The above two stories of disaster tell us, repent or perish. Except repent, perish. An awesome lesson to remember. In the same text, the parable of the barren fig tree gives us another serious lesson, illustrating the patience of God with Jerusalem then and now with us individuals. 3 years is ample time for the fig tree to bear fruit. We have the second chance, in fact, many chances, and then comes the last chance. The gospel of the other chance and the threat of the last chance. Opportunities are not given indefinitely. God gives us ample time and opportunity, however. Really, there comes then the last chance. This parable of the barren fig tree prompts us to consider seriously the great commission of the Lord: go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. and died disaster. Of what use were we in the life and in the world, of fruitful life or a barren life? Choosing hymn 288, which we will sing this morning, may God embrace us with His grace, which is presumably based upon the words of the Psalm 67, is an appropriate match with the text for today. As you know, Lutheran worship, hymn 288, is known as the first missionary hymn of the Protestantism. In fact, the first Lutheran missionary hymn written by no other than Martin Luther in 1524. It gives us the line of these words, "Improved field grows righteous fruits," drawn by the word's attraction. The parable of the barren fig tree tells us of the gospel of the second chance. It is God's way to give us chance after chance. He is kind to the men and women who fall and rise again. Apostle Paul, Peter, and many other great men and women of faith in history, everywhere, all gladly have witnessed to that. They fell and they rise. We admonish people to repent and listen to the word of God, the good news of life. Let us not miss the last, the final chance. In fact, there are many, many people who are on the brink of the final chance. Our chance of witnessing, too, can be the last call and the last chance. Behind the heavy warning of the law, we have the gospel of God's promise and patience and His generous chances. But we should not take them for granted. May God grant us faith, courage, and wisdom to be the effective witness of God's grace in this last time. Amen.